And we are live in Studio A with Sarah Prey. Thomas Keevy is along with her. Let's start off with some music first, and we'll talk in a minute.
Take a moment from your precious world and erase me. Erase me. Could you tell I hung on every word you fed to me? I think I'm starving. I wanna feel something new, something more than empty words new. Take a moment from your golden throne and erase me. Erase me. I'm starving. I wanna feel something new, something more than empty words and you. And I got a question, but take your time. I'll wait my turn, I'll stand in line. And I don't mind, I don't mind. And when you saw me, what did you see? When you lied to me. And I don't mind, I don't mind. Take a moment from your precious world and erase me. Could you tell I hung on every word you fed to me? I think I'm starving. And I got a question, but take your time. I'll wait my turn, I'll stand in line. And I don't mind, I don't mind. And when you saw me, what did you see? When you lied to me. And I don't mind.
The song Empty Words, which is the title track to your upcoming record. It's coming out on the 24th of this month.
I guess so. I mean, the CD release is the 18th, so it confuses me, but that's probably right.
There's the CD release and there's the official release. Yeah. And there's a couple of different disparate things.
Sure why,
Red Pill Records out of St. Louis, you are based in the Twin Cities. Is
yes.
That right? Great. Yeah. Whereabouts the Twin Cities? In the part of the
Roseville.
Uptown scene? Roseville. Fantastic.
Yeah, the Roseville scene of music.
There's so many people in the uptown scene. It's nice to know that it spreads out a little bit. So St. Anthony representing or something
that's
like that.
Right.
Well, good. Yeah. So tell me about what you've been up to in this last year or so. Is this your first record? I'm afraid I don't know if you have a previous discography or not.
Well, because the thing with this record is it's kind of like all the songs that I have up to this point all in one place. So I did have like an EP kind of but I never like officially wanted to release anything till now. So I'd say it's the first thing.
Good. How did you hook up with Red Pill Records?
I actually met them like how did I guess they saw some posters out, and I played like on, along the East Coast, and then back in Madison they had some people there, so it was just sort of a random thing. They found me and
You've been traveling around a bit then, you haven't?
Yeah, I've been playing as much as I can and sort of just driving anywhere I feel like. Yeah, it's good.
show up and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here with the guitar. How about some music? That's great. So tell me about making the record. What was the process like? You said you had these songs sort of ready to go because you've been obviously honing these for a while, and often the first record is kind of a collection of what you've had in your catalog for a while. Did you create some new stuff too while you were there, or how did that
together? I interned at a studio in Madison where I'm originally from, and so a lot, like some of those are from sort of the first things I recorded, like in a studio experience before even really playing live. It was like very much a studio album thing at first, and then after playing a few years, some of those songs are recorded in Madison as well, but like last summer. And then I was in Europe and just traveling and playing, and so I didn't get a chance to like put them together until now.
Great. Now, so because we haven't heard the record yet, or is it you mostly? Do you have a band with you, or is it a few other people?
It's a band. Yeah, it's people in Madison that played on it, and they play with me live sometimes too, but it's kind of a... And my brother plays bass on a lot of it, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Getting the family in there. Well, good. Yeah. Well, let's hear another track from the record. What are we going to hear?
If you want to do one from the record, then...
Okay, should I do one that...
Still here?
Oh, we can do that one, too. Okay.
Sarah Prey, live in Studio A, right here on KMD.
Hold on a second. Nope. Okay.
Baby, just hold me like you used to. Come to my pillow, I will see you again. I can pretend you're still here with me. Pockets where your hands used to be, holes in my pictures where you are supposed to be, and I can pretend you're still here with me.
Sarah Prey, live here in Studio A at KUMD from her new record, Empty Words. Beautiful song. That's lovely.
On the recording, it's more of a 50s, like, duet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does have that 1645 thing going for it, so that's great. No, it's is that part of your musical life, do you think, the sort of the mid-50s?
I don't know. I think it's just that one song. Although I do like, I'd like to do more of that sort of old school vibe, but that's probably the only one on there.
Yeah,
like that.
It's sort of one of those cliched questions. What are your influences? But seriously, actually, what's your musical background? What was it like growing up with music? Did you have it around the house? Did you?
Yeah, like sort of the typical thing, I guess, with my dad's records and everything. But I grew up playing the piano, and so I guess I was kind of influenced by like Jewel and stuff, and Fiona Apple was. Those were influences. Now I feel a little bit more, like a little bit more country or something's going on there, but I'm not sure yet. I feel like I'm still deciding.
It's, I always wonder if it's sort of different nowadays. You know, back in the mid 20th century, early 20th century, you were sort of limited by your local environment, sort of what kind of music you heard and sort of allowed those unique genres to sort of develop. But nowadays it's so cosmopolitan, so ecumenical.
Know,
you're exposed to so many different things. So, you can reach anywhere in the planet and have that influence your next song. So, what would you say is sort of your focus? I mean, not your focus. Where do you place yourself in that musical spectrum? Nobody likes to be pigeonholed, of course. But what's
That's tough to
You've
say,
mentioned country and Jewel and Fiona Apple. So there really is sort of that indie pop and rock and country thing all kind of in there.
Yeah,
so.
I like to be like for this record it was very produced and I'd like to like I'm already sort of thinking for the next one I'd like it to be a little bit more rootsy or a little bit more stripped down, and I do just really enjoy like the sound of just acoustic guitar and voice and see where it goes from there, you know, like just basing the song off of that, those main elements, I guess.
Great. Sarah, let's hear another song.
Okay. Disappear to a dream where the streets go nowhere and frosted flowers pave my way. No, I leave in the morning, but every time I run away, I was trying to make you understand that every time I shed your bed, I just tried to hold. I just want your love. Every time when I come home and on a train through the night where time stops turning and colors change. So bold with
time I shared your bed. I was just trying to hold your hand, 'cause I just want your love. I just want your love. I just want your love. Every time when I come home, I just want your love. Every time when I come home.
Sarah Prey, live in Studio A. Thomas Keevy along with her on drums and guitar. A little multitasking over there, Thomas.
For the first time, yeah. That's a recent development.
All right.
But it's working out all right. It's fun, at least.
And is this part of a trip you're all taking together for a while now, or is this one of your first forays out on the road together there?
Yeah. It's happened pretty quickly. We just started singing together, and we're both songwriters, and I think we just enjoy getting to contribute to somebody else and sort of collaborate in a sense.
Sure.
Because it's a very lonely otherwise as a songwriter and as the sole singer of things. I kind of just like to sing, so
right.
Her songs have given me an opportunity to do that, and she does it as well on some of my music too. So
great.
Yeah, it's been good. We're going to Europe in the fall, so we're sort of like doing a combined tour thing. And
so is it on the date, September 24th, the day your CD is released?
It's August 24th, the disc comes out. So.
Okay.
Sounds like you've got a month to prepare.
It's out then.
What?
August 24th?
Well, I mean,
24th?
I have it in my hand.
Of course
it's not printed anywhere.
It's like it doesn't exist. It's just an ethereal idea at the moment. But so guitar, is that you said you took piano as a kid. Are you multitasking too on stage, or do you just have your guitar with you mostly these days, or what's your...
I have piano, but out of simplicity, sometimes I just do guitar, like for the situation. It's just, you know, but I do have, I would say half, maybe a little less than half is piano.
Yeah,
too.
If you're lucky to find a stage with a piano.
If you get a good piano, that's
they don't
the best.
Have the Steinway backpacker yet. So, well, great. Let's hear one more tune to head out the show. What are we going to hear?
This one is called End of the World.
Okay.
It's a newer one. Yeah, let's try it though. Sent you a postcard. Goodbye was too hard. You never replied, never heard my side. I gave you my heart, fed it to lions. Feels like the end of the world every day. No need for new conversations since you went away. I keep to myself. What would I say? You told me before I would go my way. Feels like the end of the world every day. No need for new conversation since you went away. Since you went away. Mm-hmm.
by myself rest of my life. And maybe tomorrow I'll try.
Sarah Prey, along with Thomas Keevy, live in Studio A. Your new record, Empty Words, out later this month. Sarah, Thomas, both of you, thank you so much. It was a delight to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Indeed. Studio A has been produced by Christine Dean. I'm Chris Harwood, your host. We had some help from Ryan Dahlquist and Seamus Johnson as well. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening.